Both the Securities and Exchange Commission and the Attorney General of New York State are looking into Richard Grasso's colossal pay package. Mr. Grasso was the chairman of the New York Stock Exchange, who left that post under fire last year. Mr. Grasso, you'll recall, made $140 million during a tour of duty as chairman of the big board when few investors were so fortunate, and now he faces some calls to remit some of that hard-earned cash. Now, the system by which his compensation was arranged is under scrutiny from the regulators. John Coffey teaches securities and corporate law at Columbia University and joins us now. Professor Coffey, this investigation was actually requested by the board of the stock exchange. What's the basis for regulators to look into Richard Grasso's compensation package?
Well, in the case of the New York Attorney General, who ordinarily wouldn't have any jurisdiction over the level of compensation paid by a private corporation, there is jurisdiction because the New York Stock Exchange is what the law calls a not-for-profit corporation, just like a university, a hospital, or a charity. And the New York law establishing not-for-profit corporations gives the Attorney General broad authority to enforce it and, in effect, to protect the beneficiaries of that corporation. In particular, the law says the corporation is only entitled to pay reasonable compensation. And the prior Attorney General, just before Mr. Spitzer, actually brought a well-known suit against Adelphia University and required a president there to restore to the university $1 million or more of his allegedly excess compensation. That precedent also applies to the New York Stock Exchange.
That's the New York State Attorney General's stake in this. What about the SEC? What's its role here?
Well, I think the SEC is concerned more about the conflicts of interest on the New York Stock Exchange Board. The Compensation Committee was composed almost exclusively of chief executives of broker-dealer firms and investment banks. And from a slightly skeptical perspective, it looks a lot like the industry was paying very high compensation to Mr. Grasso, who was also one of their chief regulators.
Well, who should be more worried about this investigation, Mr. Grasso, who might stand to lose some of his pay, or the people who were on the compensation committee of the board of the New York Stock Exchange who arranged for his pay?
I think they both should be nervous. You can certainly make an argument that it was the negligence or breach of fiduciary duty by members of the compensation committee that caused this loss. And directors who violate their duty of care or their duty of loyalty to their corporation can be held liable for any of the damages that are proximately caused. So in theory, they could be held liable for Mr. Grasso's excess compensation.
The New York State Attorney General would act on behalf of the beneficiaries of the not-for-profit. We have to still digest this idea that the New York Stock Exchange is a not-for-profit, but who are they exactly, and how have they been wronged by their president making so much money?
In the first instance, they are the holders of seats on the New York Stock Exchange. Those people feel, in many cases, that this was excess compensation. At the same time that Mr. Grasso was receiving this high compensation, he was levying a special tax on all seat holders to pay for new technology. Had he even paid a more reasonable fee, they wouldn't have had to pay that additional tax. So they've been financially harmed. There's also, in the Attorney General's mind, I expect, a broader sense that the New York Stock Exchange has a regulatory mission to protect shareholders generally. And when you have this level of compensation, which to some looks like an implicit bribe, they are shortchanged because the stock exchange may be less activist and less a crusading watchdog for the interests of investors.
You know, looking over some of the significant cases cited by the Attorney General's office in which they've acted on behalf of the beneficiaries of not-for-profit corporations, Adelphi University, yes, you mentioned, but Someone's Estate, the United Way. I mean, one of these things does not look like the others. Isn't this a bit of a stretch to treat the New York Stock Exchange in the same capacity?
I think this is different than the usual case where you are trying to protect a charitable institution or a university from an overreaching executive who's diverting payments to himself. But even though the stock exchange does have seat holders who might have protected themselves had they known what was happening, Mr. Grasso is in a position where it's very difficult for them to take action against him because he was in total control. So I think Mr. Spitzer does have an argument that unless he takes action, the small shareholders or seat holders are not in a position where they can be effectively hurt.
John Coffey, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Okay,
once again.
Thank you.
Professor Coffey teaches law at Columbia University, where he is director of the Center on Corporate Governance.